So the question was asked, are we supposed to give tzedakah because we want to give tzedakah or because Hashem said to give tzedakah? Right, we're in all mitzvot. So, firstly, we have to know the Rambam in Shmona Prakim. The Rambam says, when it comes to humane mitzvot, mitzvot that are logical, then we admire a person whose natural tendency is to perform the mitzvah. If a person says, I'd like to kill, but the Torah tells me not to, so I won't. So we say, poor guy, he wants to kill. But if a guy walks in there and says, I don't want to kill, I don't want to steal, I want to be a nice person, I want to honor my parents, so we say, good for him, that's a nice person. He's nice that God gave him the traits that are aligned with the Torah. What about if a guy walks into Machon Meir and says, gee, I just learned you're not supposed to eat meat and milk, and I never wanted to eat meat and milk to begin with? So we'd look at him and say, why not? If a guy says, the Torah says don't eat pork, well, I don't want to eat pork, we'd tell him, why not? It's okay to want to eat pork. A normal person says, I'd love to eat pork, but the Torah tells me not to, so I won't. A normal person says, I'd love to go have a cheeseburger, but the Torah tells me not to, so I won't. A good person will also say, I'd love to eat a cheeseburger, but the Torah tells me not to, so I won't. These are mitzvot that the Torah tells us, they're statutes. We don't understand the logic behind them. And there's no expectation and there's no admiration for a person who will walk in and say, I don't want to eat pork, I don't want to eat meat with milk. We say, fine, that's nothing admirable about you. If you're like Avraham Avinu, that your nature is so aligned with God that all the mitzvot fit perfectly with your psyche and everything just makes sense to you, great, so you eat matzah on Pesach, even though God didn't command it yet, because everything just fits. We don't understand the nature of the mitzvot, so we say, oh, it's all back with Mitzrayim. But then you have people like Avraham Avinu, where everything just fits to them naturally. Those are people who are perfectly in sync with nature. So then the Torah is also perfectly in sync with nature. We don't understand how. And none of us are on that level. So if we'd say, I don't want to eat pork, then we'd either be lying or we'd be weird. So the first thing is that when it comes to mitzvot, like giving tzedakah, we definitely should have a nature that's a kind nature, and if not, then work on it to have a kind nature where we want to give tzedakah. But then we run into a challenge. Am I giving tzedakah because I have a conscience? Even if the Torah wouldn't tell me to give tzedakah, I'm giving tzedakah. I can't sleep at night if I don't help the poor. So then I'm a fine person, but I'm not really performing mitzvot because God told me to. One person needs to take a sleeping pill before he goes to sleep, and someone else needs to give tzedakah because he can't go to sleep at night when he didn't do it. And on the other hand, if a person says, I can sleep at night even though there are people who don't have food to eat, I don't care. But the Torah tells me to give tzedakah, I'll give tzedakah. So that's the opposite problem. He's not the type of person we'd want him to be. So how do we get the balance? So the balance is to be a kind person and give it caring and give it knowing that Hashem told me to and with the guidelines Hashem gave me. Which means that it won't always be exactly the way my conscience would say to do it. And a step beyond that, if a person really wants to do it right, is to do like Moshe Rabbeinu did. It says, Vayetze Moshe. Moshe left Paro's castle to see what's doing with his brethren. Why did he leave the castle? Because he wanted to be a really kind person. A kind person who just has a conscience, so the problems he knows about, he deals with. A person that says Hashem wants this world to be a better place, says, I'm living here, and there might be hungry people around, so it's not my conscience that's bothering me from sleeping because I don't know of anyone hungry, so I could sleep at night. But I do have a mitzvah to take care of my brethren, so I'm going to go out there and find out who are those that need help and help them. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He left the castle. That's a person who can do both. He's not helping the people because he has a conscience. He's helping them because Hashem said so. On the other hand, he has the healthy conscience. He has the normal and good way of leading life where he cares for other people, and he finds the way to do both, to care and also do it because Hashem said so. Clear? Yehuda? Okay, sure.